President Biden has a lot on his plate as he prepares for his first State of the Union address to Congress tonight. There's record inflation, a stalled domestic agenda, a lingering pandemic, not to mention war in Ukraine. Let's bring in NPR senior political editor and correspondent Domenico Montanaro to talk about all this. Domenico, good to have you.
Thank you for having me.
So, according to a poll from NPR, PBS NewsHour, and Marist, Biden's approval number is the lowest it's ever been at 39%. Is tonight's address to Congress a good opportunity for him to try to win the public back? And if so, how do you think he does it?
Well, Biden certainly badly needs a reset. You know, I mean, these are some of the lowest marks of his presidency. In fact, the lowest marks of his presidency when it comes to his approval rating, his handling of the economy. Even on the coronavirus, people are split and he's facing his lowest approval ratings, even though we saw that some 7 in 10 people said that they're optimistic about the end of the pandemic nearing. People really just have a lot of concerns about inflation, and that has risen to the top as a major concern for people. That it should be Biden's top priority. So it's going to be really interesting to see how he talks about that. But he needs a reset. It's an opportunity in prime time to be able to try to unify the country, especially when thinking globally about what's happening with Ukraine, and to be able to try to make an argument about how he's trying to effectively bring prices down.
Right. So there's sort of domestic priorities, but as you mentioned, a sort of bear in the room, so to speak, Russia's invasion of Ukraine. How has this complicated things for Biden?
You know, it's a tricky issue because, you know, Americans have been war weary. I mean, you know, the country spent so long in Afghanistan and then the war in Iraq before that after 9/11. And the country has really sort of turned inward in a lot of ways. If you think about former President Trump's America First populist sort of policies, we're looking something more like that early mid 20th century American stance from millions of Americans, really. But we've been seeing a lot of attention put on Ukraine and what's happening with the Russian invasion there. And I think that a lot of Americans have been inspired by seeing how Ukrainians have stood up to Russia. And I think that putting all of that together and, you know, President Biden is a former, Senate Foreign Relations Committee chairman. This is really his wheelhouse, and I would expect a strong national security focus in tonight's speech.
Yeah, and beyond that, I want to talk as well about the campaign promises he made. And no doubt he'll point to one that he hopes he can make good on. He nominated Ketanji Brown Jackson to the Supreme Court. She would be the high court's first black female justice. But I want to ask you about the other priorities of the president's, like his Build Back Better agenda is stalled. Yeah. What else can the president claim as a victory in tonight's speech?
Yeah, and I wonder how he's going to address the Build Back Better. And I think that what he's going to probably try to do, which he's hinted at, is talk about these smaller pieces of it that he can maybe try to get people together. No doubt that the public infighting over several months over the Build Back Better legislation really marred and overshadowed a lot of the progress that Biden made legislatively. I mean, frankly, he got, two major pieces of legislation through at the price tag of a couple $1 trillion when it comes to the COVID relief plan, which really a lot of economists say that helped buoy the economy and has been partially responsible for expanding GDP growth. And the infrastructure law, which, people just sort of give a collective political shrug to, it seems, when it really has been something that has eluded multiple past presidents. But the problem with it is that public infighting was what was mostly seen. You have groups on the left who are disappointed that they haven't been able to get some of those social spending pieces through as well, which had been promised.
Yeah. And it seems like another challenge he has. I mean, you can look at the economy and say, inflation is a problem. On the other hand, the jobless rate is very low. But the fact is, people just don't feel very good about the economy, and they don't seem to be trusting President Biden about the economy. So how does he deal with that?
Well, yeah, it's a difficult challenge because it's another one of these issues that's not very much within his control.
Right.
You know, it's not like he can pull a lever here and bring prices down. There are a lot of different factors involved in that. Part of that is the pandemic. A part of that is the reopening. Part of that is companies, trying to regain some of their profits from the from all those losses over a year or so from the pandemic and not having a lot of business. And part of it, Republicans will say, is the amount of money that was pushed into the economy with the COVID relief bill. How does President Biden actually frame all of that to, you know, help him politically when, frankly, he can't do a whole heck of a lot to really facilitate prices coming down? And pocketbook issues, you know, it is just still the thing that really most Americans care most about. If something costs more for them, they're going to be irritated. Can't go out and can't spend that money because of the COVID pandemic, they're going to be irritated.
Right. Irritated about how much it costs to fill up your car. Always a big issue. Domenico, how important is the State of the Union address to the public? Or is it mainly a performance for Washington insiders? What do you think?
I think it's important for people who are in Washington, like myself, to make sure that we understand that what's going on outside of our particular region. That was true when it came to COVID and the fact that most people around the country haven't been wearing masks for a very long time. And yet that's been the big thing that people talk about. You know, the State of the Union is an opportunity for a president in prime time to be able to frame the argument, talk about where things are and where it should go. So this is a big platform for him tonight.
Big platform, indeed, that's coming up later today. That's NPR's senior political editor and correspondent, Domenico Montanaro. Thanks so much for joining us, Domenico.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.